أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
گزشتہ دنوں دو ایسے واقعات ہوئے جنہوں نے ہر احمدی کے دل میں چاہے وہ کہیں کا بھی رہنے والا احمدی ہے ایک غم اور درد کی لہر دوڑا دی. مختلف ممالک سے خطوط کے ذریعے سے اس کا اظہار ہوا اور خاص طور پر پاکستانی احمدیوں کے لیے تو یہ دونوں صدمے جو تھے بہت تکلیف دہ تھے. ہر دل بے چین ہو گیا.
موسٹ ہرٹ فل ایچ ہارٹ واز ریسلیس. ون انسیڈنٹ ہیپنڈ لاسٹ فرائیڈے وچ آئی ہیڈ مینشنڈ ٹوورڈز دی اینڈ آف مائی سرمن. And the other incident happened the next morning as a dreadful earthquake which was in the north of Pakistan in Kashmir. There was a dreadful destruction. As far as the first incident is concerned, we know that the divine communities do face such trials. All prophets were oppressed and they always complained to God and supplicated to God and never left the patience. The last 100 years history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya bears a testimony that whenever the members of the Jamaat or to the Jamaat, such an incident was faced by either Jamaat or the members, then the Jamaat tolerated and bore with patience all the oppressions and never took up the law in their own hand. And it is the result of such a patience that Allah continued to bestow His favors to him more than before and will continue to favor them in the past. Therefore, even today, the members of the Jamaat, especially those whose brothers, children, or the husband were martyred or were wounded, they should always show patience and continue to supplicate for Allah's mercy. Those people who were martyred, they were granted everlasting life and have become part of Ahmadiyya history, and they will always be remembered by the coming generations. The verses of the Holy Quran that I have recited have mentioned exactly the same subject, that those who die in the cause of Allah, do not call them dead. They are not dead, but you do not understand how great is this honor which is in the sight of Allah, that they find everlasting life. Therefore, the eight martyrs of the Ahmadis, they will attract Allah's loving glance. Their blood was shed when they were engaged in worship of God in the house of Allah. They were made the target of the bullets when they were kneeling to God. Certainly, these martyrs will have everlasting life in the sight of God. Therefore, every Ahmadi who has given their life as sacrifice to God and attained the station of martyrdom, and their relatives and all other Ahmadis must keep in their mind and in their view that these people who give their life as sacrifice in the cause of Allah are finding everlasting life. Although this is a great grief for their children and for their near and dear ones, but after receiving this glad tiding from God, we have to bear it with courage and with patience and have to come up to the mark for this trial. We should pray for them, as I have said, that Allah had never let the sacrifices of the Jamaat remain in vain, and these sacrifices will not be wasted by Allah. But the lesson is the same, that we must show patience. The glad tidings for us are only when we show patience. May Allah enable all of us to show restraint and patience, and we should always be included among them about whom Allah says that الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that whenever they face any adversity, they do not, they are not depressed, but they say that we belong to Allah and to Him shall we return. So when this will be our thinking, that then Allah would be raising the spiritual stages and stations of those who are giving these sacrifices. He will make the matter easy for those who are left behind. Not only he will make this trial easy for them, but with his grace will bestow such blessings on them that one cannot even imagine. There is a report that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if a believer is harmed or faces adversity, if he shows patience, then his action becomes a cause of blessings from God, because by showing restraint and patience, he receives a reward from God. May Allah enable all the relatives of these martyrs to bear it with patience, and may bless them with the unending reward. We must always keep in view the teachings of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that Allah will be with you at each and every step, and no one will overpower you. You should wait for it, and you should hear abuse and give and pray for them, and you should avoid any revengeful action, so that you are honored in the court of Allah. And those who fear Allah only and show patience, they are the only one with whom God backs. And therefore we should continue to engage in prayer, and may Allah's fear should overwhelm all other fears with us. And the aim of our life should be to attain His pleasure. Sometimes being quick-tempered, sometimes taunt the opponent, or they talk against them, this does not befit an Ahmadi. We who have set a distinctive stand, we will have to maintain it. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says, such a man who loves you truly and is ready to give his life for you and submits to you, to your will, and will leave everything for your sake, do you not love him? Do you not prefer him over everyone else? But when, as a man, you give love in return for love, then why won't God love you? Allah knows fully who is their faithful friend and who is rebellious and give preference to the material things. So if you become so faithful, then Allah will make a distinction between you and others. And Promised Messiah says, do not think that Allah will let you be wasted. You are a seed which has been planted in the soil. Allah says this seed will grow and will flourish, and its branches will spread in all directions and will become a stout tree. Blessed is he who believes in Allah's words and does not fear the intervening trials, because trials are necessary so that Allah can test you. So this is the tree of Promised Messiah. It has grown, it is flourishing, and it is growing. And if there are little trials, it is so that it spreads further. So our task is to continue to be firm in the faith that Allah is with us. Allah has blessed all the children of the martyrs in this world also. And I must mention that a few days before month and a half before Ramadan, there was a martyrdom in Quetta. So here and there, there are always some martyrdom, but this was a major incident. People should, you should always remember their children in your prayers. It is the duty of the Jamaat that they should remember the martyrs and their children in their prayers. May Allah grant all of them patience and courage and protect Jamaat in future from all harm. Now I will say a few words about the earthquake which happened in Pakistan a few days ago. As I said, it has created much destruction in the north of Pakistan and in Kashmir. Every member of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, as a human being and as a Muslim, is feeling pain and grief in their heart for this natural disaster. And we who are Pakistani Ahmadis, by witnessing the suffering of their brothers, are in deep pain and deep suffering, and pray that may Allah lessen the suffering of our fellow citizens, countrymen, and free them from this. And I have written a letter from the people in Kashmir and in Pakistan, and I had assured them that Jamaat Ahmadiyya, as always, will give them all kind of help. The love of homeland demands that every Pakistani Ahmadi in this time of trial and difficulty should help their brothers in action, practically, and with prayers. They should forget their own difficulties and think of other people's suffering and difficulty. Right from the first day, Jamaat Ahmadiyya, ever since the Pakistan has been founded, have always given sacrifices for the right of Pakistan and for Muslims. Therefore, one cannot even think that if an Ahmadi's Muslim brother is facing difficulty or their country is facing difficulty, and a Pakistani Ahmadi citizen should stand aside and just watch the sight and would not try to remove that difficulty. Therefore, Jamaat Ahmadiyya had taken part in founding this country and will always, as always, will continue to take part in its progress and in its advancement. Therefore, today the love of country is the part of faith, and the Ahmadis understand is more than anyone else. And in whichever country an Ahmadi lives, he loves his country and his homeland, and is a solid picture and a sincere picture of love of homeland. Therefore, if somebody thinks that Ahmadis are not faithful to their country, it is baseless thought. Although immediately after this earthquake, the members of Jamaat and also the Pakistani Jamaat, as far as our means are trying to help the people who are suffering. But I tell, even then, I tell every Pakistani Ahmadi and want to remind them that in these circumstances when hundreds and thousands of people are homeless, are sleeping under the open skies, they should help them with open heart. And the Pakistanis, they should, Ahmadis should help the government of Pakistan in relief work. Where there is no humanity first, where there are the funds opened by the local embassies, they should go and contribute to it and help them. Our responsibilities are manifold. One, as a human being, as I have just mentioned, that an Ahmadi realizes and has the understanding of our responsibility for the humanity. We claim that we are the most lovers more than all else of the benefactor of mankind. If the humanity is calling us today for help, we should come forward. I don't say that we just do help in Pakistan, but where there was a flood in Afghanistan, in Indonesia and other countries, we do help. But we who are sitting here, who are Pakistanis, their love of the country demand that they must help them. And also as a Muslim, ignoring the fact what they consider us, we are Muslims in any case, and we attribute ourselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they attribute themselves to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore we should help them, although some are opposing us by being misled by their mullahs. But in any case, they at least claim to attribute to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And today they are suffering, and we should today forget our own difficulties and suffering and should step forward to help them. Then, as I have just said, that as a Pakistani citizen, it is the duty of Pakistani Ahmadi that because of this natural disaster and whatever destruction has taken place in the country, they should try to relieve it and help the country for its relief. When there are natural disasters, then every young man, old man, and the old and the young all suffer. As you see, that the news tell us that in some cities the government officers, the member of MPs, the old and the young and the women and men, because of the collapsing of homes, they have suffered death. So this was a major disaster. The whole cities have been destroyed, and some have been altogether obliterated. Even now, some helping teams have not reached, but according to the news that we hear, it presents a dreadful picture. In any case, as I just said, because of their means, Jamaat is doing their work, welfare work and their relief work, and there were some places where the team of Khuddamul Ahmadiyya reached before anyone else, before the government, before any other organization. But Jamaat does work quietly. It does not does much propaganda because their aim is only to serve humanity. Therefore, many people don't know the service which is being done quietly. But since some Ahmadis continuously send me faxes or give suggestions as to how we should work, and some others also think that because Ahmadis are quiet, perhaps Pakistani Ahmadis are not showing sympathy with their fellow countrymen at this natural disaster and are not helping them. Therefore, briefly, I will mention some of the work which Jamaat carried out immediately. First, you must remember that we work for the sake of Allah. We do not want any show or publicity, and we do not need any reward from anyone. Our aim is only to serve suffering humanity. But as I have just said, to satisfy some, I must better mention. As I said, that in some places our teams reached first, and whatever initial help they could give, they did. But the situation were the calamity after calamity. After earthquake, there was a heavy rain and hailstorm. People had no homes, and they were lying outside in the open air, those who survived. They were hungry and thirsty. So there was no need to give them material because you could not light the fire. And therefore our khuddams had cooked much rice and were made packets and packages and used to take it to them. But one or two villages, wherever they could reach, they did reach them, and they used to feed 1,000 or 1,500 people every day. Besides this, two or three lorries, which included dry food and clothing, they did take that. And then from other places wherever the Jamaat is, they have helped for relief work. They are collecting materials. Only yesterday, three lorries, there were 750 sacks of rice, and there were blankets and warm clothing. They were sent from Lahore, and yesterday one lorry was sent from Rabwa, and their Lajna, Khuddam, Ansar are all busy, and they realize their responsibility and are serving this aid work, and they are happily serving them. 2 days ago, some officials and political leaders were speaking that in next few days it will be very cold in the area of Kashmir. Therefore, the immediate problem is for shelter, and therefore we should try to solve their problem of shelter. And then there have been untold death, and there is no immediate arrangement for burying them. They have no means of it. Therefore, it is feared that diseases might spread. So the tents and warm clothing and medicine and doctors should reach there. Jamaat thought that by specifying certain areas, whichever government could specify for the Jamaat, we should set up a tent colony, a tented colony, and Jamaat should take up full responsibility for them, for their ration and for their food and for their place of sleeping and for their clothing, and we are trying for that. We will make arrangement for the rest of the items, but they could not find the tents. Humanity First in UK have bought 500 tents for them, and similarly Pakistan Jamaat is importing from China about 1,000 or 1,500 tents. May Allah enable them that they can do this work successfully, and as always they should give a selfless service to humanity. Two doctors have gone from Germany, and one doctor has already reached in Pakistan from UK, and which includes a team which includes five doctors and some experts of paramedics, and they have taken with them medicine of thousands of pounds. There is a team ready in America that as soon as they will be asked, they will go, because they are going in rotation. Under Humanity First from UK, there is a container which is leaving in a day or so, which will include tents and other equipment. The team of doctors who went from UK, we have heard that there is a place called Bagh, and there is their camp, and they have started working there. Inshallah, we will be, the Humanity First will provide cash as well as tents, but this destruction is so widespread that the whole machinery of the government cannot look after it. When such calamities are faced, even large governments cannot provide relief work. For example, in America, the hurricane that was faced, there's so much destruction that they think it will take many years to reconstruct. But Pakistan lacks means, and the destruction is widespread and is spread in large areas. But if the whole nation were to work with passion and honestly were to use every penny of the help for relief work, it will take many years. There was some discussion on one Pakistani channel program, and somebody was giving suggestion that the development fund of MNA, which should be used for relief work, it will help. And some were saying that we should spend all the fitrana of Eid for relief work. They will do great work. It is right that it will give some help, but it is not a small destruction. You need a large expense for relief work. For example, fitrana, the total population of Pakistan is 150 million, and they say they have set 30 rupees per head. Firstly, everyone does not pay fitrana. Many are very poor, they cannot even afford. And the system is such that they cannot collect all the fund. But let's suppose that everyone has paid fitrana, that it will only be 4 Arab and 50 crore in the Pakistani counting, whereas from our estimate, 2 months ration and clothing and tents, you have to spend 16,000 rupees per family. They said that 4 million people have been affected. Now they say they are 5 million. No one has the correct estimate, but if we take this estimate, then it means 800,000 families have been affected. So for 2 months, if you have to give them food and tents, then you need 13 Arab rupees, again in Pakistani counting. If you want to spend all your development funds, it is not possible. And when we make an estimate, we are spending each and every penny. So it means it will be 130 million pounds if all you do is to giving them food for 2 months and tents. But in the government welfare work, they spend a lot of money on management. And in Jamaat, there are many work being done voluntarily, free of charge, where other people lack this passion, although these days they are excited, and let's see how far they can keep this excitement. But I said this is only 2 months expense. But the destruction also, you have to do relief work of roads, schools, hospitals, and you have to reconstruct the whole structure. This is a dreadful situation, and they would need billions of pounds for this. May Allah have mercy and protect country from all calamities in future. All people should kneel to God and prostrate to God, and the government department should realize their responsibilities and in their work of service of humanity, and for relief work they should set an example, as they are showing passions these days. As the political one of the political leaders said, that in the circumstances you must not take political advantage, but you should be united and do work together. Although we generally see this these sites in their programs that they are united, may this unity continue, and they should make their behavior exactly the same, like one nation. They should help the distressed and end the political and religious differences, and they should stop blaming each other and do istighfar, so that Allah may show mercy and protect the nation from all calamities in future. In the circumstances when there is a possibility of natural disaster, we should see what was the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what were his prayers to protect ourselves from such destruction. Some of their own clergy also see this is a warning from God for us. So they should love each other for the sake of Allah, and they should think this is Allah's displeasure, and they should seek protection from Allah from His displeasure. There is a hadith which says the prayer that, O Allah, I come into your protection of your pleasure from your displeasure, and I want your protection from your punishment. I cannot praise you. You are as you have praised yourself. Therefore, the protection, to come to the protection of Allah's pleasure and repentance, we will have to bring about changes in ourselves. the political leaders, the clerics, the common man, they should get rid of all the enmity and the hatred to each other. We Ahmadis pray this with the feeling of welfare, that may they continue be united as they are united in this situation, and Allah's fear should overwhelm them. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw rain or cloud, he used to feel concerned. Hazrat Aisha reports that when the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw signs of clouds and hurricanes, he would change color of his face. And I said, people, the Messenger of Allah, people normally are pleased by seeing clouds, that there will be rain. Why do you worry when you see rain, cloud? Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, O Aisha, what do we know that there may be such punishment hidden in this, as some people had been destroyed? Because there was a nation who thought this a cloud was of glad tiding, yet that brought punishment on them and they were drowned. So we are similar people. When we see such clouds, that you should keep the example of the Holy Prophet ﷺ in view and always beg Allah's forgiveness and should try to come under His protection. There is another report that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to pray, which is from Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, that when there was thunder and lightning, the Holy Prophet ﷺ would pray, اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك لا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا, that Allah, do not destroy us with your anger, do not destroy us with your punishment, save us from such punishment. There was another report, Hazrat Aisha reports, that whenever there was a strong wind, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to pray, اللهم إني أسألك خيرها وخير ما فيه فا وخير ما وسعت به وأعوذ بها من شرها ومن شر ما فيها وشر ما أرسلت به. That Allah, I speak good of this, of strong wind, and I also want good of which it is sent, and I also seek protection from the harm which it contains. And the Holy Prophet also prayed, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matika wa tafawwuli afiyatika wa fujaati hikmatika wa jami'i suktika. That, Allah, I beg protection of losing your favors and from all harms and all things for which you can be displeased. There is another prayer.
العظيم الذي ليس شيء أعظم منه. الطعامة التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر وبإسماعيل إلا في الحسنى ما علمت منها وما لم أعلم من شر ما خلق وزرى ويرى.
I come in the protection of a Lord of glory, nothing is greater than Him, and also in those perfect protection of words which cannot one better. Or all the I protect, seek protection from Allah's attributes, what I know and what I don't know of the people, harm of the people and of His creation. So this is the example which the Holy Prophet ﷺ has set for us, and this is the time when an Ahmadi should pray more than all else these prayers and should beg Allah's forgiveness. In 1905 there was a earthquake in Kangra, and there were some tremors felt in Khadian, it is reported about Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he took all his household and all member of his household and all his followers went out and fell and in prostration and were engaged in nafal prayer, and he was shaking and fearing Allah's independence. And then because there were some tremors after a short space of time, therefore he took all the khudam that we don't need to live in three story. There he went to the garden in Qadian and put up tents and stayed there for a while. So every Ahmadi must also keep in mind that every calamity that comes, you should pray for protection for yourself and for people, and the Promised Messiah should also be praying in his prostrations for his people, that may Allah protect them from his punishment. Therefore, in every Ahmadi should seek protection from these calamities and should pray to be protection from his harm. The prayers which have reached to us with the reports of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should pray that, and we should also pray in our own words. We should also seek Allah's forgiveness and do istighfar repeatedly, and for our people as well, that may Allah guide them. And Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also taught us a method of saying prayers. They must always keep in view. Promised Messiah says that all the members of Jamaat, that is the prayer for that earthquake, when there was earthquake, that they should reform themselves, they should repent and do istighfar, and by removing all their doubts and purifying their heart, they should engage in prayers and should pray so passionately as though they suffer death, so that Allah can save them from the destruction of the displeasure of God. When children of Israel used to commit sin, there was a command that you should kill yourself. And same is the command today, not today, but you should say prayer as though you kill yourself or suffer death. May Allah always enable us to attain such levels of prayer and such standard of prayer. It is also the blessed month of Ramadan. And there are good moments of acceptance of prayers. Allah has granted us this blessed month. Therefore, during this month, we should specially pray for the guidance of people and for protection from calamities, and also pray for protection against any suffering. May Allah enable everyone to say prayers and
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.